Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today.
Sometimes the solution to a problem lies in how you look at it. A shift in perspective can make all the difference. For instance, think about women, men, and the tasks of child rearing and maintaining a home. For the majority of Americans, these tasks fall mostly on women, even when women are working full-time. But why? Author Eve Rodsky has an answer. It lies, she says, in the value we place on men's time compared to women's time. And once we recognize that we do treat men's and women's time differently, we can course correct and create an equitable plan for getting work done at home. Eve wrote the bestseller Fair Play. Her strategies not only make for happier families, they also allow women to organize and free up their hours so they can bring their best self to the workplace as well as the home. But first, says Eve, we need to shift our thinking about how we value men and women's time. In a recent conversation, Eve explained what she learned about that topic while doing research for her book. Here's what Eve had to say.
My core finding of Fair Play was that we as a society, men, women, and society, we treat and we value men's time as finite, and we guard it like a diamond. And we value and treat women's time as infinite, like sand. And that sounds very esoteric. So let me just break it down for how that plays out in the real world. Well, we know that we don't value women's time the same as men's time because we don't pay women the same for the same work. If you're a woman of color, you're getting 60 cents on the dollar to a white man. So we know women's time isn't valued in the workplace. But what I was so surprised by was how much women especially devalue their own time in the home. And so these were things that I was hearing, what I call toxic time messages. Women from all walks of life said things to me like, of course I am the one making the lunches, getting the call from the school, because my husband makes more money than me. Well, typically 70% of men make more money than women because of that pay equity issue we just talked about. So that's going to be a losing argument for women. I'm more trained than my husband. I have more degrees, but I chose philanthropy. So does that mean because he chose private equity that I'm now relegated to doing the unpaid care in my home forever? Other women said to me things like, well, you know that once you become a mother, multitasking is our superpower. We're wired differently for care and for multitasking. And I went to one of the top neuroscientists in this country, this old crotchety neuroscientist, when I asked him, are women wired differently for multitasking and care? Because we've heard, or at least I saw so many articles that sort of implied that. He just looked at me with a blank stare and said, imagine Eve, we men can convince you women that you're better at wiping asses and doing dishes. Why would I want to change that perception? But other than the multitasking, the most other popular message, toxic time message was, yeah, in the time it would take me to tell him what to do, I might as well do it myself. So for that one, I went to Dan Ariely, my good friend. He's a behavioral economist. And I said, is it a good argument to say in the time it takes me to tell him what to do, I should do it myself? And he said that was the worst argument he ever heard for women. Of course, it makes sense to, quote unquote, enlist your partner in the doing of the dishes. Otherwise, you're doing it yourself forever at the expense of your finite time. Still, I heard women saying that my husband's better at focusing on one task at a time and I can find the time. There's no way to find time, especially when space and time is collapsing on us as it is in a pandemic. And so what this just means is that there's a different expectation over how women are supposed to use their time.
What an incredibly helpful way to think about a difficult problem. So here's something good for today. We can start to change our behavior once we break out of our routine way of thinking. When it comes to changing things at home, we need to realize that women's time is just as valuable as men's, and we need to treat it that way. Second, we need to get over the idea that multitasking is a, quote, women's superpower. Nor should we buy into the myth that women are naturally better at diapering babies and washing dishes. Finally, we need to let go of this common cliche. quote, in the amount of time it takes me to tell my partner what to do, I can just as easily do it myself. Eve demonstrates that that's a time trap and just not true. You can hear more from Eve when you tune into Wednesday's episode of Seneca's Conversations on Power and Purpose. She'll explain her simple, practical, game-changing plan for equalizing responsibilities and getting everything done. Tomorrow's discussion with Eve is part of our special series, Getting to Equal. It's hosted by Carolyn Tasted, Group President North America, and Deanna Bass, Vice President, Global Diversity, Equality, and Inclusion, both of P&G. Listen tomorrow and every Wednesday to Seneca's Conversations on Power and Purpose.
Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.